Another, if less natural, destination for Chinese tourists this summer could be in neighboring North Korea. The North Korean Mass Games are about to start. It's an extravaganza of highly choreographed gymnastic floor shows. You gotta see the video from past games at theworld.org. It makes for some odd eye candy. And this year, officials say the games will be bigger than ever to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. Nick Bonner runs a tour company in Beijing that's been taking tourists to see the Mass Games for over a decade. He says the games are a massive spectacle.
It consists of a floor show of sort of around 80,000 performers at various times, and a backdrop, the largest picture in the world, made up of sort of 20,000 people, school kids, each holding a book with over 150 pages, which these pixels make up one of the sort of biggest gigantic pictures that is forever changing during the performance.
Right. It's where the stands kind of take on new images and the kids are holding, as you say, these pieces of paper that change the image.
Yeah, but it's on such an unprecedented scale that, I mean, a friend, when I was sort of took him to see it, he sort of looked at me and said, if there's one thing I'll remember the day I'm about to kick the bucket, it will be this.
Yeah. I mean, describe how they actually orchestrate it, because it's got to take a lot of rehearsal. And I would think discipline is probably the key word there.
Yeah, the idea of the Mass Games, it's the sacrifice of the individual to the whole. I mean, it's a real socialist system. And in fact, there were similar games both in China and in Eastern Europe. The Mass Games in North Korea started in 1946, but in 61, they took on a North Korean style. We actually made a film on it. You know, after filming it, I have to say, you know, it was very, very tough. They train on the concrete in winter. And as it gets nearer the date of the performance, the days become longer until they've perfected their art.
Is it just gymnastics?
It's sort of body and mind for the performers, but for the audience, it's very often a strong sort of socialist message behind it. I was lucky enough in 93 to be in the Mass Games after the 40th anniversary of the Korean War, and that was much more militaristic. On the 50th one, it was in fact a much smaller affair. They didn't do a big Mass Games. I think to the Koreans in the north, they were so upset that the idea of celebrating something, a split of their country, and it was a very played down affair. And this year, it's the Arirang Mass Games that has been going on since 2002.
Right. Arirang is an old folktale in North Korea.
Yeah, it's the fable of a sort of lovers. It's a bit like Romeo and Juliet who are split. And this sort of fable is then taken to contemporary terms to sort of represent the split of North and South Korea. And that actually is betrayed. It's very theatrical, the Arirang Mass Games.
What makes this year different and so special?
In North Korea, like anywhere, the 10th anniversary is very significant. Mm. This is obviously the new anniversary under Kim Jong-un's sort of leadership, and it will be spectacular for that reason alone. For the Koreans that I know, it's not a celebration of the end of the war. It may be portrayed like that, but it represents a great sadness. It's, as they see it, a victory at the end of the Korean War, and we may see that as very different. But it does also represent the split of the country. And for the majority of people there, that's really is the big sort of message that comes up with it.
Does any of the saber rattling from earlier this year between North Korea and the U.S., does that context come into these games at all? And this year in particular?
In 93, when I was at that Mass Games, that had images of airplanes being shot down. It had, you know, the Korean People's Army being victorious. And this year, if they're going for Arirang Games, I've never seen in the Arirang Games anything other than, you know, the odd sort of couple of missile, but just showing that we're a strong country. Mm. Certainly nothing sort of demonizing America. I don't know. They do change little segments within it each year. But if it's called Arirang, the message there is, you know, the split country. That's the result of the war.
Nick Bonner, tour director for Koryo Tours. Good to speak with you again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.